And live, coming at you from a location undisclosed, but it could be on the same block as the Alderman. It's the Hard Talk Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hard Talk Podcast. I am your host, Jordan. I am here with...
This is Josh.
Yoel.
Guys, first of all, this episode of the Hard Talk Podcast is brought to you by one of our listeners. We now have ads. I have officially set up the Gmail account on my phone, so I don't have to take screenshots anymore, and I've got the ads handy. So here we go. First-time listener, Elizabeth... How do you pronounce her name?
Caviar, I think.
Elizabeth Caviar. So Elizabeth Caviar, class of 97. Hit her up for all of your outfit needs. Her Instagram is crewgirl4, as in the number, U, as in the letter U. And come see her at J. Crew at 900 North Michigan. In addition, for all your housing needs, Cedar Realty. Lastly, if you need any skincare, she reps Beauty Counter, which are clean and safe products. Great ad, guys.
What a trifecta.
Beautiful.
Three things. For all your housing needs, what do you think that means?
I assume she's an agent.
Yeah, like affordable housing also?
I don't know.
Apartments, condos, investment properties.
Realtor, I guess. If you're buying, selling.
Right.
Okay. Guys.
Vacation homes.
We had a travel episode a week or two ago.
Should we wait before we start? Should we say the email address for people to send in ads?
HardTalkChicago@gmail.com. Well, I don't know if I want to do it anymore. I have a lot of ads to read.
We are getting a lot of ads.
People did send in ads, and the first three free ads, that deal has expired. But I think I'm just gonna keep it going. We're not charging for ads.
And obviously, you read all the emails. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you respond to the emails so people know that you've received it or
not really? Okay. I've received it. If you've sent it, I've received it.
Okay.
And it will be read on air eventually, but I've got a list now.
So if someone sends in an email and it's not responded to, so can they assume that you read it and didn't feel it was important, or is it maybe they're thinking in the back of their mind, if it wasn't discussed, then maybe they sent it to the wrong address, or
maybe we're just waiting for the right moment.
I'm just not going to respond. I'm not doing I don't intend to have conversations on that email account.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, there's many, let's say, you know, larger businesses. You know, I know people have like tweeted at United Airlines, like expecting like the CEO to like get on the phone and call them because like they had some like, you know, unfortunate incident that happened to them. But we're a small business, you know, a small podcast. So I feel it's more like we should have some sort of response to all of our listeners and all of our fans.
Okay, well, I'm not even going to respond to that. But on that note of United, we had an episode about our winter break travels, and it's kind of in the same vein. This upcoming week, even though it's somewhat of the same subject, it's a little different, and I guess you'll have to stick around to understand. But next week, Josh and Yoel are both traveling for work. Not for pleasure.
You mean this past week we just traveled? Or maybe we're currently traveling as we...
Well, Jordan said before he stays in the moment.
I'm in the moment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you guys are traveling for work. So, you know, business travel is different than pleasure travel. And we need to get into the nuances of that. And Yoel, you didn't have winter break, your kids, whatever, they're not in day school anymore. So... want to hear a lot from you, especially as a guy who, over the years, if I understand correctly, you have traveled a lot for work.
I have traveled a lot for work. I used to have to fly down to Florida several times, which is actually a vacation spot for many people, Miami area. And then at some point, because you know I was working down there, and unfortunately the work you know wasn't going so great, so I sometimes associate the Florida area is now is like a business area. So I sort of get rid of my vacations in the Miami area.
Okay.
I don't know if I answered that question because I did not.
Not at all.
Yes. So you used to travel to Florida. Can you name other states where you've traveled for work?
Ohio, I've traveled. And then mostly Ohio, both Columbus and Cincinnati, and also Miami. Those are.
What about Iowa and what about Wisconsin? Do I have to remind you of your own work travels?
Yes, but those are more driving. Yeah,
okay.
As opposed to flying down.
So flying, driving, okay. I think we could throw it in the same category. Okay, first question for the guys. I want to rank the top three items that if you were going either vacation or work, that if you forgot to pack, you would completely freak out.
Y'all take it.
Now, first of all, I mean, just as a question, do you feel that on this podcast that we should have like the questions before and prepare the answers? Or do you think just sort of on the spot we should be asked and then answer? I mean, what do you think our fans are?
Okay, keep in mind, I sent this list of an agenda to talk about and questions and rankings and stuff like that. I sent it days ago.
So I also have a question.
I think
Jordan.
That the fact that you didn't prepare shows a lack of concern and seriousness.
I read it 2 minutes ago.
has Yoel ever answered a question directly after being asked, or is there always some kind of preamble to it?
I went, if we asked him a yes or no question.
Would he say yes or no, or would he have some other question before answering?
A caveat before and a condition.
For sure, because I don't feel most questions are just like a straight up, here's the question and here's your answer, unless it's like mathematics.
So let's assume, since we know you have not studied, you know, any type of list, what are the three things you would freak out?
Okay, so we're not including wallet and phone, is that correct?
Right.
So oftentimes, like, you always like worry about like packing everything and getting everything in there. But the truth is, like, usually wherever you go, that destination, you can just buy whatever you need. You need pants, you need underwear, you need, you know, toiletries. You can always buy what you need. The first thing, and which I once forgot, is my tefillin.
Okay. Great answer.
I drove to.
Excellent answer.
Yeah. I drove.
That's going to make him look good.
that was not on my list.
Yeah. No, I was in Iowa. All of a sudden, I realized that I didn't have my tefillin with me. So I had to figure out what to do. I had to, whatever, drive back.
What did you do?
I came back in the afternoon and then I made sure to, because there's no like local
shows. What do you
mean
came back in the afternoon?
I drove back 6 hours.
Really?
To put on tefillin for Mincha? Is that what you did?
Well, I would never go to shul.
I was going
to
say,
I'd rather just put on tefillin in my house. I mean, tefillin has to be put on during the day. So
what if it was the winter? You'd be stuck.
Yeah, I mean, I realized in the morning, at around 8 in the morning, so I'm like, okay, what I do? Spoke with my local Orthodox rabbi, and he says, you know, I mean, there was no local shuls in the
town. I'm sure there's a Chabad somewhere.
There was a Chabad an hour and a half away. The location where I was in Iowa was a
Why didn't you just drive there instead of driving 6 hours home?
Because, like, I wasn't even certain if I would find somebody there, like, who is there, what's there. Like, I've never been to, you know, the Des Moines Chabad. So I just say, you know what, I can drive back, I'll be here.
Did you think
in the
something
morning.
Else would be there instead of the Des Moines Chabad?
Well, but what if I just show up there at, like, you know, it's an hour and a half away, so if I show up there at 10:30 and no one's there, so...
What happened if you called the number?
Why would I call the number? I don't know. It just seems like if I'm driving all the way there, I might as well just drive home and then just be done with it.
Okay, there are a lot of questions for that, but that's fine. Moving on.
A right. lot.
Numbers. By the way, I'm a little self-conscious. I was told by somebody that I come off as a jerk on the podcast. Is
really?
That?
I don't
yeah,
think so.
I don't know. I'm just a little nervous right now, so I'm going to be more careful in how I respond to you guys. Maybe it'll be like a nicer side of me, not as direct and confrontational. You know what? Scratch that. I have to
you,
be me.
You are who you are.
Yo, well, moving on to
so that's number
the next one.
So that's number two, this happened to me literally last week. I drove out for work. It was around a three-hour drive, smaller town, and in the morning, took a shower, and then I realized I did not pack any underwear.
Took one of my.
So,
that's right. A big one.
So then I had to decide, like, do I just put on pants without underwear, or
how long were you going for?
It was one night I was there.
Okay.
So I had zero pairs.
Well, except the ones you're wearing.
Right. So I came out of the and I noticed after I came out of the shower, or maybe as I was getting ready to take a shower, I'm like, okay, usually.
So do you wear the same
that's
ones?
Or by yeah. the way, that's a tough time to remember.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if like you're right. heading off for the trip, you land at your hotel,
right, or you're driving
like,
around,
you're
like,
clean
oh,
now,
I,
you
I have to
stop
the
shower. Yeah.
Right.
That's
a rough one. Local marshals. And then the unfortunate part was, I think the day earlier I worked out, so
they were sweaty.
I mean, yeah, they weren't. Okay, they're a little older, they're aged.
Okay, number three.
Do you want to know what I did or no?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay,
I think so.
Yeah, if you
so.
Want to share.
Well, I mean, you have three options. You have A, just put them on as you were. B, reverse them, or C, just don't put them on.
I never would have even think of the reversing, but yeah, that's actually not a bad one.
Okay. Yeah, I just put them back on.
Okay,
the same way.
Same one after my shower.
All right.
All right, number three.
Did you feel gross? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Number three is probably, I'd say, like a pair of dress pants or dresser, because oftentimes I wear mostly casual wear, or, you know, pants that aren't so formal or not so dressy. So, you know, and especially if I'm, you know, working out, or, you know, just wearing like, you know, sweats or something like that. And then I don't have a pair of pants that I need to get. But like, usually, like, you can't just go to any store to buy pants. It's not like a toiletry or undergarments, or you can just, you know, go to Walmart.
Are you talking about like Lululemon?
Yeah.
Joggers?
Sure. No, or well, no, like Lululemon
like nicer
pants.
Lululemon nicer pants.
Casual
you're not
right.
talking nicer about like slacks, dress pants.
They look like dress pants.
Yeah. No, I know, but you're not talking about dress pants that need to be hemmed.
Correct.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
But Lulu has turned
fair
into my dress pants.
Three answers.
Good answers.
So, for instance, I mean, I'm just jumping into that. You know, I guess there's a more formal dinner at the conference I'm attending, and I plan on wearing Lulus to that formal dinner, even though other people were wearing probably suits and ties.
So. Guess what going to a formal dinner is?
Please.
Amateur hour. I will not be attending that dinner.
Is there a Bulls game that night?
There
Monday
is.
Night?
And I'll be, I will be watching the Bulls game.
Did you see who's well, Phil Sims?
The Spurs on Monday. And
no,
then,
that's like Phil Sims is. Last year they had Magic Johnson.
I have no desire to see Phil Sims anyway. I could care less. Yeah.
Okay, Josh, top three items that if you forgot to pack, you would bug out.
This was tough, but I'm going to have to go with number one, my noise machine. I need it. Need it to sleep. I know there's an app. People are going to say there's apps. I've tried the apps. I'm not a fan of the apps. I use those like if I'm in Israel and I can't plug in the machine because I burnt out like three machines doing that in Israel. So that's number one for sure. Got to have the machine.
Quick question. Do you have multiple of the same, you know, noise machine?
I do have a backup.
You have a backup?
Always.
And you just plug it in? Is that how they
you
work?
Plug it in, yeah. And it creates like this white noise. And it's, I mean, at home I use a fan, but I'm not going to pack a fan with me. So I take the machine.
That's like my number one thing for my wife. Like wherever we go, like any hotel, you need like a fan in the
room. I do that too.
Like you go down like the Four Seasons always. Or like Ritz-Carlton or whatever it is. I'm not like,
box
I'm
just, out all the noise right. in the room or whatever, or like, the hallway.
We need like a plastic fan. And oftentimes, especially like on family vacations, I'll be like running out to like to Walmart to buy one of those fans, the stands. I just leave it over master.
This stand with your wife. Yes.
This is completely foreign to me. I've never heard of such a thing.
I just think like never. If you go to hotels. No,
the white noise, I understand. I don't need it, but getting a fan for that.
The hotel rooms have like the wall air conditioning unit. So it makes noise. If it doesn't have that, it's just regular like
central air.
Right. It's too quiet in the room. You hear the hallway, you hear doors closing. Then you have to put on some sort of noise. Permission to play my noise?
Sure.
Too bad.
Is that a pool?
It's a little too much action.
All night.
Really?
What is that? That would be awful. I would never choose that sound.
Wait, you use an app at home?
No, only, my wife has used this one.
Should we just play this in the background?
So my wife has
used is that a pool, a swimming pool? What is that?
I think it's rain.
It's a picture. Oh, yeah, rain and water. I mean, there's different ones. It's called, they're not a sponsor. I'm going to give them a free plug. It's called a Sleep Pillow app.
Okay.
So that's the one that's my wife has used in the past. I'm like, okay, it's not bad because I don't like the silence.
I also don't like the silence.
I have to turn it off. Forget about that.
Okay. So that's one. Two, and this is kind of an odd one. I have a machine that pops my ears. So like I put it in my nose and I swallow. I swallow.
Jordan,
because
I don't know much to unpack.
Yeah, but just go.
Where are we going with this one? So I've had situations where I've gotten off planes and I can't hear, like literally for like hours. Like I can't, like it's, I can't unpop my ears.
One side, two sides.
Sometimes
depends.
One, but I've had it both. And it's an awful feeling. And so I decided a while ago, there must be something to counteract that. And sure enough, there is. There's a machine you can buy on Amazon. It's like a little square thing and you put it in your nostril and you swallow while you're pressing the button. And it's like immediate, like it clears your...
Did you try like chewing gum at the beginning? Like as a child?
I tried it just, but that machine is a game changer.
What about the old holding your nose and like blowing out?
The best.
Is that amateur hour?
I do that. I did that before I got the machine, but since I've gotten this, so if I don't have that machine, and you can't like buy one of those like where you are.
Okay, so hold on. At what point do you use it? After?
When I land, after we land.
But where? Like in your seat?
I'll usually wait till I get somewhere where not everyone sees it because it's a little
weird. Yeah, you try to conceal it.
Do you go to the bathroom in the airport?
I've done actually just walking through the airport as long as like I'm not like sitting where people can see what I'm doing.
And how large is this?
It's very small. Hold it in your hand.
Gotcha.
It's very small. But it's a crucial thing to bring when I travel.
I mean, let me ask you, like when you swim, do your ears ever get,
swimming is not as bad because I have earplug. Listen to podcasts when I swim, so it's a little easier.
Do you need like an ear, nose, and throat doctor?
We had a great one. Sure. So if I did, I would just speak to Mr. Ida, Dr. Ida. But no, since I've been using that machine, it's gotten a lot better.
Like, are you more prone to this than the average?
I'm prone to
human.
Yes, I definitely think that I'm prone to getting ears clogged, earwax, all that stuff. So I make sure that I'm able to hear once I land.
Do you use Q-tips, by the way?
Never. Okay. Never.
A lot of people are very anti-Q-tips. Yeah. Jordan, are you a Q-tip guy?
Not a good
guy?
Thing to do.
I am.
You are?
Yep.
Even though many ENTs say that you shouldn't use a Q-tip?
Don't care.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay, number three.
The number three would be a shaver because I've actually gone a couple times and I forgot my shaver and that's the night I usually shave and it totally throws me off my game. And I can't, can't just buy an electric shaver at like 11 o'clock at night. I always make sure to, triple remember to make sure the shaver and the charger are both packed.
What's the longest you've gone without
What shaver? If you're going for like 2 days?
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you have to shave every day?
No, that's fine. If it's a shaving day and I don't have my shaver, that's one of the things that I'd freak out
what
about.
What is a shaving day? Every other day?
Sundays and Wednesdays.
So twice a week.
Correct.
Uh-huh. See, that's why I stopped shaving clean because it's like, it got annoying. Like,
right,
if you
so
don't
I'm
do
going
it
away
days,
like, and it's all since Wednesday night and I don't have my shaver. I'm like, it's not a good situation.
I will add to that, I mean, the number one annoying thing, I guess for not, I mean, a lot of it is like what the things that you forget, but most things you can replace. Like the number one thing is, you know, like crazy is let's say a charger, phone charger. Like if my phone is dead, you know, but oftentimes when I drive places, I have one that plugs in the car, and the worst case scenario, most places have, you know, you can just take out the car charger and plug it into the USB.
Right, the issue with the shaver is like the hotels will have a straight edge. They're not going to have an electric shaver on here.
Although I do have an embarrassing story about that, which I sort of feel guilty. Jordan's
shaking his head no. What?
No. Do you want to hear the story? Do you want to hear the story?
Yes.
You might judge me for the story.
Okay.
Have you judged me yet?
I'm just concerned on time because you've got like a dental appointment or something. We don't have to scratch that.
Anyway. So,
tell the story.
Okay. Thank you. So this probably goes back 15, 20 years ago. Went on vacation with my family for a week and I realized I forgot my shaver and I really want to shave for Shabbos. I don't think I ever went to the Shabbos without shaving. I went to a CVS and I bought a shaver, used it, and then I returned it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing.
You returned it?
I've done something worse. I mean, only because, you know, financial reasons.
Did they open it up and they saw like there was hair in the shaver?
I don't know. You just returned it.
They took it back?
You think at CVS they like inspect the... I don't think they inspect it. It was, I don't know, $60, $70. I couldn't really afford just throwing away $70 then. And I had a shaver at home. So
we won't comment on the irony of making sure you're prepared for Shabbos at the same time returning a shaver.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
that
it.
You used.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I felt a little guilty.
Used. There is something wrong with it. Nobody's going to want to buy
it. It depends on the store policy.
There's only
would
one
you,
other.
Would you buy a used shaver?
No, I wouldn't ethically, but if the store policy allows for it, then I don't see why what he did was really that wrong.
It just seems weird to me. But I mean, I'm not going to judge you for it.
I have a worse story. You could probably judge me for this one.
I would love to hear that.
Once again, this is during, you know, the financial struggles and at
some
point.
The Great Recession.
Yes. And I realized that I really needed to cut my fingernails. And I was just looking for a clipper.
Don't even tell me. Keep going.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't just, like, I think I was at some sort of mall I was at, whatever it was, but I couldn't just buy like a single like nail clipper. It was like a nail set. So it was like three or four contraptions. It was probably closer to $20. And I bought it and I returned it like 20 minutes later.
Oh, unbelievable. That's better than a shaver.
I'll judge you for that one.
Yeah. All right, fair. I judge myself for that.
Okay. Jordan, what are your three? Let's hear.
Okay. I'm going to start with my iPad. I get very anxious if I don't have it. I like to, even if there's a TV in a hotel room and I'm going somewhere, I will spend an hour the night before I go and travel, and I will download countless movies, TV shows, documentaries. Sometimes I don't watch any of them, but I'm like very particular
just
to have options.
Them.
Yeah. On the plane, it's available. When I'm at my hotel room, it's available. I need options.
You know that on the new planes, or most of the planes, they have the Wi-Fi that you can actually stream now.
I don't trust it.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it. I'd like to have
half
iPad.
The time it's like you get up in the air and like, oh, just download this app and you could watch. Right, I'm like, well, yeah, thanks for telling me while I'm in the air. Like, I can't do it anymore. But like, I mean, it's a concept in the Gemara, paspasalo. I mean, you like just knowing you have the ability to watch something, like you don't even need to watch something, just knowing that if you need to watch something, then you have to watch it.
I would say that's really kind of the general theme behind most of my things.
Do you use the iPad for anything else or strictly for your entertainment? Do you use it for work? Do you use it for emails?
No.
Just like a toy, like you're a child.
I just have the ability to watch things.
What about the iPad charger? Is that considered part of the iPad?
I'm not even going to go charger. For me. Like, I'm not listing that as my number three, the top three. That's on the same, you know,
as a wallet or
plain as a phone and wallet. 100%. I need maybe even multiple chargers.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you watch like something on your phone or only iPad?
No, only on the iPad.
Phone's annoying. It's too small.
That's right.
I can't watch on the
phone. And then I have to hold it.
It's annoying.
I have like it can prop up.
I need subtitles, so I can't like, I won't be able to see.
You always need subtitles?
Always.
Because you can't hear?
On an iPad, yeah. Just because I miss words and it's just easier. I only watch with subtitles.
Is it because you're using your phone while you're watching the iPad?
No,
if he's using his phone, then he can't see the subtitles.
No, it's more like I can't.
It would be the opposite.
I can't hear like certain words. There's actually a thing on YouTube someone just sent me that would kind of like describe. It's actually a thing now. People need subtitles. because they the way that characters talk in these shows, like you miss a lot of things without the words.
I'm actually annoyed right now because I think in one of my settings, I think at home, like one of the Netflix, like the subtitles are subtitles? On. And I don't know how to take it off. So it's like, it's been like there for like 2 months.
I think it's at the bottom.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea how to do it. Yeah. It goes on the bottom. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, no, can I just say one thing? When I watch TV, I don't have subtitles. Only when I watch on my iPad.
Oh, okay.
I hate, no, TV, I would never do it. But if I'm on my iPad, I need the subtitles. Just to clarify.
Subtitles during any show where someone's British.
Oh, for sure.
When you watch Peaky Blinders, for example, I don't understand a word they're saying.
When you watch Fauda, do you like try and test yourself and like not look at the subtitles and like try to like improve your Hebrew?
Sometimes.
And they're like, oh, that's Arabic. Right. He just called them Ayub. So like you got to look at the
bottom. The word, have you ever tried watching it like in English? It's the worst. Like where they're like dubbing they over.
No, terrible. No, never saw that.
Okay, number two. I'm going to, listen, it's the same as y'all, but it's a little different. I would say underwear, but I would say that it's not good enough to have a pair. I need 10. Okay. Everything with clothing for me is the same idea. I need options. Meaning I might not wear something. I might not need it at all, but I need an option for every type of occasion possible.
Can I make a comment here? Do you guys ever get upset like when you pack things and you don't end up wearing them? Like you have such a waste to pack?
Yes. Well, for me, absolutely not. I'm completely fine with
you
that.
You like having actually with me. If I get home and it's like it's wrinkled now and I didn't even wear it, I'm so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did I pack this? Like, there's never a chance I'm going to wear this. And now it's got to go to like the laundry and it's like a whole process.
Right. So usually even when I'm packing, even though like it takes no time to pack because I literally don't really care like what I'm wearing. And I usually wear like the same stuff unless it's like Shabbos. Like, but I have to plan like, okay, if I'm going to go swimming or if I'm going to work out, like, okay, I'm going to shower at night and then I won't need to shower in the morning. So I don't only need to change at night. But then, you know, like you go through like how many changes you have.
Planning the days.
Right. Like even through this conference, you know, if I go golfing, I have to change. Am I going to change before or after? If I change, I have to shower, then I need another pair. Right. So
that's my point. I don't want to deal with those types of issues.
Just like, bring more than you need.
I'll give you an example. If I'm going for one night somewhere and I'm, let's say, going out to dinner and I need some type of dress shirt, you know, more formal shirt, I'll bring three because I like to.
Do you know which one you're wearing?
And I'll immediately unpack when I get to the hotel room. I'll hang each one up. And then let's say when I come out of the shower. Yes, I always use the closet.
Josh,
and I use the drawers.
Never once.
I use the drawers.
I've used the drawers before.
Drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like to like, no, if I'm going for like a week, like 2 days, I never would.
I usually, you know, they always ask me like, you want queens, you want king or twin or that. I'm like, I don't care. Just, whatever. Just give me a room. And then all of a sudden I realize, you know, I often, when I'm given like two queens or whatever it is, like I use one bed just to put my bag on and then open up and then just sort of live off of that bed. And the other one's where I sleep.
So queen is always the best.
And then all of a sudden I realized like a couple of years ago, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. When they ask me, I'm not going to say, I don't care. I'm going to say, you know what? I want two queens, and that's what I do now. So
you don't need a king bed, so why not have two beds? Yeah.
So I never use the closet, never use the drawers, and then I just use the other bed for folding.
It's two queens is a no-brainer. Okay, number three.
Right, but when do you choose which shirt you're wearing?
When I'm packing.
He means when you're there.
Like
when I'm
like,
there, I come out of the shower, I take a look at the three shirts.
Oh, see, so it's still undecided up until that point.
I probably have a decision, but I still want the ability to pivot.
Sure.
In case I want to. Okay.
Would you pack enough for like you have to like check luggage to do this?
I prefer to check luggage.
You prefer to check luggage?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
You ever traveled with no carry-on?
You want to wait there?
Very rarely.
It's so annoying.
It's so hard with Tilton and all that, right? But I'm just saying, like, I would always love to just get on a plane with nothing. Like, I've seen people board a plane like that. Like, how do you do that?
If it weren't difficult, I'd bring two suitcases.
So you want to wait there and like wait for the bags and hope it's not lost.
I don't mind. It's worth it for me.
Wow.
Okay.
I have an offer for you.
Yeah.
Your next trip, I will offer to pay for two extra bags for you.
Yeah.
And I want you to just fill four suitcases and travel with four suitcases. I'll pay for it, whatever it is, $200 or whatever it's going to be.
No, I'm going to say my limits too, because that's, you know, what you can roll with two hands.
Okay.
I wouldn't do four.
You what prefer if I, to, I can't get over that.
You what if I pay for a baggage guy to pick you up at the airport when you land? Would you be okay with that, Jordan?
Wait, time out. We need to pause. Maya just rear-ended a car. I'm serious. Okay, my number three pick would be a book.
Even though you have the iPad with all the stuff downloaded?
That's right.
Is this a business trip?
Could be. How Could much be time? Vacation. I very likely will not open the book, but I need a book.
What are your thoughts on that? What about an audiobook? It's got to be physical book.
Never.
Have you ever used an audiobook?
Never.
Listened to it? What do you say?
Never in my life.
Read an audiobook? Listen to an audiobook?
I say listen, but I never have.
Listen to a book?
And I'll spend a good amount of time like picking out that book if I'm not in the middle of a book at the time.
Wait, but if you didn't have a book, would you buy a book at the airport?
It's a good question. I'd probably buy a magazine. I need reading material.
For the plane like, or
what
for
if
the
my,
trip?
What if my iPad weren't working? What would I do on the
I guess you've only purchased...
And by the way, the same idea is that I will download an inordinate amount of music onto, let's say, my Spotify. Might not listen to music. Might watch something on the iPad. Might read a book.
So all of this is for the plane, not for the trip so much.
No, even on the trip.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I need options.
When I traveled before, like you can go online, you know, on the airplanes, I would go to the... you know, the airport or whatever, you know, the stores there, the marts or whatever they're called. And I usually get, I would get a book. This is back in the day when I had
probably Hudson News.
Yeah, so yeah. I had like a 2-year brief reading, but I would only read on like the plane and then
books
or
magazines?
Books. And I would like finish the book when I would like, you know, I would just finish the book at some point and then I wouldn't like read another book. Like I would never find the need to read a book in Chicago. It's only, but if I was in the middle of the book on the way back and I had to finish to see what happened to with Mitch Rapp, then I would go ahead and I would just finish the book. But that was like,
but you'd never be at home reading a book.
No.
So basically, if there's no option for TV, you go for the book.
You're forced to.
Got it.
What else are you going to do?
Okay, lightning round question.
Read American Way magazine.
Lightning round answers. Public restrooms. Go.
In terms of what?
Using them.
Love them. Don't need to clean it unless there's something physically you see on the seat. You're not going to catch anything from just sitting on a seat.
Are you talking about going like number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do have certain criteria of what makes certain bathrooms better than others in terms of the entire setup. I can go into that if you want, but I have no issue of using any restroom anywhere as long as, I mean, once you get into it, like the lock has to be a nice secure lock. You also want to be in one of those bathrooms where there's multiple stalls. So if there's someone else does come to the bathroom, then you're not like, you don't feel forced to like hurry up and move on.
Let me give you this. What if you're like, let's say the Lederman show.
Which show?
In Bnei Brak.
Oh, okay.
Lederman,
sure. Yeah.
There's toilet paper is like, you know, it's there, but it's like Israeli toilet paper and it's like on the floor.
I mean, those bathrooms bother me, yeah, but those bathrooms are only like used in case of emergency. It's like break in case of emergency.
So you wouldn't like
a glass.
Choose
like
to go in there.
No, not those places. I mean, I'll go to any Target or gas station. Most gas stations are pretty good. You know, Target here in the neighborhood.
This is wild to me. Josh, are we on the same page?
We are, because yeah. I'm not a public bathroom
Target
person.
Here is a great option.
I'll do anything to avoid
my
it.
My bathroom at home, if someone's using, I'll just use a Target over here. Jewel's a great one. You go in the back behind the pharmacy.
But here's
the thing with the Jewel bathroom. Getting into it, so what I also, you know, that like the Jewel bathroom is a bathroom where it's only a single stall or it's a single bathroom.
Oh, so no one can come in.
Right, but if someone's knocking on the door and all of a sudden, oh, like,
so your issue isn't hygiene. It's more if someone's going to knock on your
correct.
Stall.
Yeah. One other thing has to do with hygiene is, you know, especially, you know, all the, let's say the nursing homes, you know, I go to, I don't like to like go out of a bathroom and all of a sudden like be in the hall where other people are. I sort of like a little like vestibule area, like in front of that other area. So like if someone was waiting for the bathroom, like you get out and all of a sudden you just see like they're standing there waiting.
Like on an airplane.
Right. Or like in Mo Shavai. I mean, you're familiar with the bathroom in Mo Shavai in the kitchen. So it's like, it's right in the kitchen. So like people
never use it once,
but people know like how long you've been in there because like there's only one small little door and he went in, you know, 7 minutes ago.
So you would not go on a plane then, because that's very similar
right.
to that.
Right, so plane is similar. You got to go in and go out. I mean, that's, but I've gone on many planes and airports. And sometimes I don't even bother pushing that button where that's, you know, where like the plastic goes around in a circle and on the seat, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
The seat cover?
Yes.
Yeah, but you have like, you know, the rotating seat cover, which I think is just a scam. I think it just goes in a circle.
Okay, Josh, I don't think it just goes in a circle.
He's like two options.
I think it would be obvious.
Right, you just mark it, like mark with a pen, and like you hit the button twice, all of a sudden it circles right back.
That's great.
Josh, you're out on public restrooms?
Totally out.
Restaurants?
I'm totally out. I would.
But what does that mean, you're out?
I mean, unless it's an emergency.
You gotta go. I don't think like people like choose to go. Like
you just said, you did. You said you wouldn't care.
Well, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom.
Like, but I would choose to hold it until I got to a private place.
I would personally like first be hospitalized rather than use a gas station bathroom.
But when you're on vacation, where do you, like what do you do on vacation?
Go to the hotel.
Hotel.
Your room or the lobby?
Room. The lobby.
I use the lobby in the
Even though
hotels.
Your room is like right there?
Yeah, but I use the lobby.
Just because it's easier?
Yeah, also, I mean, most rooms are smaller. You're open up into the bathroom.
For anyone that thought that I was the weirdest person on this podcast, there's a new share.
We're getting a glimpse into y'all.
Well, imagine you're staying there with your wife, and so, like, you don't want to go there. I mean, not that anything's wrong with my smell. It's a normal smell, but, like, you just go to the bathroom and go downstairs. What's the big deal?
Because your room, which is private, is, like, right upstairs.
Yeah, but it's in your bedroom.
Not really. I mean, you can close the door.
Okay, yeah, you close the door. I mean, there's no windows there. There's no, you know, it's just...
I think it's very thoughtful. I don't agree with it.
I think it's very thoughtful.
I think it's brave of you.
Thank you. All right, gentlemen, I got a question for you. Speaking of travel, here's the scenario. I have a gift for you, but you have to use it up. So I can either give you let's make a multiple choice. By the way, do we want to make this segment maybe sponsored by one of our sponsors? We want to read a sponsorship?
Good call. Let's read an ad.
Let's do a segment.
Let's do an ad. Should I read the whole email?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, Jordan, how's it going? Hope things are going well.
Dear Hard Talk, avid listener here. Love what you guys are doing. As someone born and raised in the Chicago modern Orthodox community, but without deep roots in the greater community, the pod has been particularly educational. I wanted to see if you potentially had any more ad spots open for my wife's business. The answer is yes. Mally K. Goldman. The read would be as follows. We're not supposed to read that. Quote, it's your favorite friend to shop with, Mally K. Goldman. Whether you're looking for style inspiration or the latest must-have item, Mally has got you covered. Follow her on Instagram and TikTok, Mally K. Goldman, or visit her online at mallykgoldman.com for all your fashion and beauty needs. Don't miss out on the fun. Shop with Mally K. Goldman today.
Is she also a real estate agent?
I don't think she is.
But it could be she has expertise in her
shop. By the way, this is a big episode for the women.
Yeah.
And our women listenership is up.
Wow. Guys. Since the alder.
We're holding at 21%.
That's great. Good. That's over 20.
Solid.
We're going to move up after the alder numbers come in. Okay. But anyway, this segment, sponsored by our wonderful sponsors, something Goldman.
Mally
shopping,
K. Goldman.
Mally K. Goldman. Yeah, I wasn't really listening. So let's say I offer you a $50,000 one-time opportunity. So you can either get it, let's say yourself, a watch for you. You can get a $50,000 jewelry for your wife, or you can get a $50,000 experience, such as, let's say, like you get some sort of sweet private chef, you know, villa or whatever on the water in Turks and Caicos, or you take that same $50,000 value and let's say like $35,000, you know, dollars of that goes towards a private jet to take you down from Chicago to Miami. And then you spend like four nights, like the St. Regis at like regular restaurants and, you know, the St. Regis. So basically, like, do you value items or do you value experiences? And what would you say, Jordan?
Here's the first question is, I would have to say the watch is out of the question.
Is
the wife a part of this? Like, does she know that there's an option for her jewelry?
No.
She
doesn't know anything.
Okay.
She doesn't know anything.
But you do if you go on vacation. You do have to take her with you.
Okay. Can you resell the watch?
No. So it's not like a financial thing. Like I'm gonna take the watch and I'm gonna have it and it's gonna be worth more 20% more.
It's only
2 years.
The moment. And you have to make
you'll have a night. You'll have to wear this nice watch.
Okay, because I would say like the watch is could be an investment like 10 years from now.
You can't resell it.
It can never be resold.
Right. Yeah, it's just
it can only be worn.
Right, and it's a nice item for you to have.
I'm definitely going with experience then. Okay, and the choice, but I think it's an easy choice for me. Turks and Caicos, no brainer. I do not care about a private jet. Again, I've never flown business or first class. And it's a more rare opportunity than going to Miami. So easy decision for me.
Josh?
You know what? I would agree with Jordan. I thought I was leaning more towards the last option with a private jet because it's just easier. But I would agree that if you have that experience, it's something you wouldn't necessarily pay for. So it's something that I would probably take advantage of.
It's a pretty easy question. Like I thought, I think you thought that would be more controversial.
Well,
if someone's a watch guy, that's a pretty good deal for a watch.
Right. Certain people, you know, like items and certain people say, I like nice items, but for my wife. So if you're like an item, you know, some people like don't want to spend money on something that goes quote unquote to waste. You know, you spend a lot of money on a simcha, you know, and a week from now, you no longer have it. You have the memories. You know, vacation, obviously, you have nothing to show for it. You have the memories.
Obviously, I think we'd all agree if your wife knew about this, that would be the obvious choice. No
question. We also live in Chicago, so I feel like the chances of the watch getting stolen or getting mugged or something is
a possibility as well. So it might go to waste as well. Yes. So Turks and Makes Caicos. Sense.
I agree.
I don't agree. See, for me, even right now, so I'm supposed to be taken off tomorrow evening, for this business, for this conference, flying business. Right now, I just, like, if you would ask me right now, yeah, and I have tea time set up, whatever it is. But if you ask me right now, like, if what I'd rather go or not go, I'd rather not go. Like, it's just it's sitting on me. Like, I just don't want to travel.
So why don't you just not go?
Because
I feel like once you're there, you're happy you're there.
Time. Right. Like, I was offered a wonderful opportunity to go to a once in a lifetime trip with a friend of mine for his 45th birthday. And I did, like, the night before, like, I didn't want to go. And it was just something that people would like.
Is that because you're a routine guy? You don't want to ruin your routine, or more because you're anxious?
I'm anxious. So I think even with this option, like, I don't want to think about going to the airport. Like, what if I could just pull up to an airport? I think I would do the private jet. Like, I don't care that much in terms of, like, Turks and Caicos, whatever it is. Like, I don't need a private chef. I just need good food. And, you know, the restaurants in Miami are, you know, wonderful.
So would you not be anxious about traveling on a private jet?
In terms of, like, safety?
No, just in terms of, like, having to still leave your
Because there's no line there. You know, I have done it before, not in my bill. It's seamless. You pull up and...
No security, no line.
Yeah, you just walk and you take off. So, like, that is a wonderful... Like, that experience outdoes anything business, airports. There's no pulling up to O'Hare. There's no security. Like, even when I pull up to security, you know, I have whatever it is. I have clear. I have this and that, whatever it is. Like, in my mind, like, TSA, like, business, I'm going, real late at night.
Right, you can't go any higher than you're going.
Still, it's like, oh, like, what if there's a line? What if there's traffic? What if there's this? What if I miss? You know, so it's like, I don't know. So,
okay. I can see that.
Okay. I want to hear travel horror stories. What were the worst experiences, incidents that have happened to you guys? And I'll share some.
Are we talking plane travel?
Could be anything.
Or anything.
You know what? You know what's funny saying that? I once did something around 15 years ago. I think it was my friend Dan Geisler. I think it was his wedding. And I did something. If I would do it now, I didn't even know what I would do with myself. If my wife did it, I would kill her. Basically, what happened was we went to the wedding, and the next morning
we don't condone domestic abuse. Violence here. Yes.
Basically, we got to the airport in the morning. It was like 6 a.m. And she stepped up to the counter.
The wedding was that night.
The wedding was the night before. I think we, like, stayed in the hotel or whatever.
You're talking about coming back home.
Coming back home.
Okay.
And then it turns out I made the ticket for the wrong day.
Oh God.
And, like, I made it for, like, the next morning, not that morning. And, like, they conveniently just, oh, yeah. Like, we didn't even notice it because I don't even know if, like, we had cell phones with it on it. Like, we didn't have the information, the tickets and all that. Like, I don't know. And then, like, they just sort of, oh, yeah, we'll just change your ticket, whatever it was. There's a little bit of a fee or something like that. And then that was it. But, like, to me, like, if that would happen, like, I show up to the airport and I don't have the ticket for that flight. And even it's not a big deal. Okay, so you spent, there's seats available. You just go ahead and you buy it. It's not a big deal. Like, but there's nothing, like... I don't think like that. Like, to me, it's all, like, stress related, like, anxiety. And so that was, like, that just sticks out of my mind as being something that's,
were, like, you stressed out at that point?
I didn't really know because I wasn't aware of it. But, like, if I would have known that, like, it would, like, my world would have just, like, crumbled.
Got it.
What about weather related? I know that's a sore subject for you.
All right. So I've had some which is part of my recent anxiety the last number of years. I have a couple of instances, driving in snow. That just, it's not for me with trucks and by. I don't mind driving in snow in 15 mile, down, like, side streets. When you're on expressways and the next exit is 20 miles away and, like, anything happening, I am so tense. It is just awful. But one time I was driving, and this is a rain incident, and the rain was coming down so hard.
Couldn't even see in front of me.
Could not see. The windshield wipers were going back and forth. And it was middle of Iowa. And, like,
at night.
No, this wasn't at night, but I couldn't see anything. And, like, you couldn't see if there was a car in front of you. It was just so...
Why don't you
just
pull over?
Because there was no exit. And I didn't want to pull to the side because I thought, like, some truck would plow me over. So luckily, like 2 miles later, there was an exit. I went under the bridge, but, like, I was shaking. So, like, in my mind after that point, I'm like, I'm always going to look at the radar before I drive unless, an emergency, I have to drive somewhere. I'll make sure there's no, weather fronts coming, no thunderstorms, anything. And if there is, like, okay, I'll leave before, I'll leave after. I'll stay an extra night. I don't care.
So,
like,
chance of rain and you're not getting on the road.
Rain is okay. I don't mind. But when there's, like, a wild change in temperature that there's going to be some sort of, adverse weather, And like, it's just not for me. So like after that, like I'm done. Like I don't need to. What about you, Jordan?
I don't have any huge significant traveling horror stories that I can recall. However, back in the day, you know, before family, before work, when I was more in college and I would have time off, any type of vacation, you know, opportunity, I loved being on the road. I much prefer driving over flying. If it's under, you know, 6 hours, let's say, under eight hours even. So, for example, if I were in New York and I were going to Chicago for a significant amount of time, whether it was Pesach, whether it was summer, always used to pack into a car with a couple buddies and do the drive. Loved it. Okay. On two occasions that I'll relate. One time, we were driving a group of friends. We were driving from New York to Maryland. Simple enough, right? Well, a buddy of mine.
Just 4 hours?
Yeah, something like that. Could be. He was inclined to be a little more careless and, you know, a free spirit. Like halfway into the drive, it started to rain. And, you know, not a torrential downpour. However, slight hiccup is that he informed us that he had no windshield wipers. So all of a sudden we were freaking out, right? We couldn't see because
they were broken or he didn't have them on the car.
They were not on the car. He had meant to get them replaced, but had not done so.
Did yet. One side work or like
nothing? There were no wipers. Nothing. So we were, and it started to rain behind us almost, and we were trying like outpace the rain that was coming, looking for a rest stop or a gas station or anywhere we could get windshield wipers.
To drive without wipers.
So it was a small, like a small rain was actually scary because we were out of options. We're going to have to pull over. And it was a Friday. Okay. Second story with the same driver is that we were visiting a buddy of ours at upstate New York, Binghamton University. It was actually on the way home from that weekend in Binghamton. And we were driving, and the friend was smoking a Camel, as he was wont to do. You know, window open, smoking the Camel, when all of a sudden, I'm in the passenger side, and he yells, "Oh, my God!" I said, "What?" He said, "My cigarette's missing." I said, "What do you mean?" I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. Okay. His cigarette fell, okay? And then he goes, "Oh, my God." It wasn't the cigarette I was missing. It was that his pedals were missing. He couldn't find like the gas pedal and the brake. They were gone. It was like, what do you mean?
Is he high? I understand.
No,
what does that mean?
Okay, yeah, I'll explain. He was swerving on the highway going 60 miles per hour. He couldn't find his pedals. Because his cigarette had fallen, okay, and he was bending down looking for it, all of a sudden the pedals were gone. The carpet, you know, like the piece of carpet?
Okay, I know
what you mean. It slid up.
Sure.
It slid up and covered the pedals, and we were like, he's like, "Hold the wheel." I'm like, "Oh my God." I jump on, I hold the wheel, and I'm trying to stay straight, but it's a little off because you're on the passenger side. As he then, you know, regained his composure and realized that the carpet had slid up, and he had to get down there, and then
get the pedals back. The carpet somehow managed to go from underneath the pedals and lifted up to cover them,
right? Because it was like pushing around.
Yeah, it was like an old Mercury.
That's really weird.
Yes, it happened.
Uh huh.
So, some of those drives were.
Are we getting into the almost crash stories? I mean, I have a few of those.
We can.
I have one of them actually, which could be a good leadway into hopefully getting our next big fish guest.
Okay.
I was going with a friend of mine. We were driving to Camp Mosheva. I think it was for Shavuos. The year was probably around 1994. And we decided he would, you know, probably 16, 17 years old, and, you know, decided we're going to, you know, pass a truck on one of those like two lane highways, like one each way. And, you know, the truck was already speeding and, you know, we're in some sort of, you know, Mustang trying to pass him, and the passing wasn't going so good. And there's another truck coming towards us.
Oh, God.
And we can't really get in front of it and we didn't know what to do. I remember it was a convertible. There was three of us. I was sitting shotgun. There was a guy in the back. And so my buddy, he just slammed on the brakes and he veered left. So he went into a ditch, ran over a mailbox. And like we had to get like towed out of there. Wow. But like we were like shaking. Like
that was probably the right move.
Was the car? I mean, is the car totaled or?
No, the car was fine. Yeah, we went out to camp and probably, you know, did this. But it was like, it was scary. And since then, I don't pass cars on the left anymore. I don't. And that
since
was
1994.
Yeah, or 95, yeah.
So sure. if you ever have a bad experience, you'll never risk that experience again. That's what I'm getting from this.
Basically. I'm like, that was just crazy. Okay, so I'll go slow. So the guy in front of me is going 55, I'll go 55. What do I care? I'll get it. You know, and usually when you're on these smaller roads, you're not on there for 200 miles. You're on there for, you know, 30 minutes maybe at most. So, but the reason why it leads to hopefully, or not hopefully, we'll get this next guest, is because when I was a child, my father's childhood friend, Ricky Rothner, telling me, I was like, you know, your father, he almost killed me or something, because they were in a car together. I forgot who almost killed who, but they were also, they had the same experience. They were trying to pass another car and it did not go well. And then they veered off into a ditch.
So, you've had a lot of like bad car experiences.
I had another one, which is actually almost like comical. It was actually right before my daughter's wedding. It was like the week before. I was coming back from Cincinnati, and those of you who don't know, the airport for Cincinnati is actually in Kentucky. So
it's also very expensive to fly into, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Covington?
CVG, is that what it is?
CVG. Southwest. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so there was like a lot of traffic on the expressway. I was coming back, and I'd be like, you know, I'm going to go the other way, take one of the other highways or whatever, you know, around like the river. But like this, with rivers, there's only certain areas where you can cross. And there was like the main highway that you cross over the bridge where everyone goes through, you know, goes right by downtown. And so I took another way. I'm like, okay, this is quicker, too much traffic, because I'm, you know, racing at night. This is probably 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, you know, to catch my flight. And so I'm just following Waze. And then it, you know, tells me to go ahead and, you know, get on like something like Ferry Road or whatever it is. I'm like, okay, so like I make a left, and all of a sudden I start, and it's very, very dark because in the middle of like nowhere, because you're already out of the city of Cincinnati. I'm more like in like, you know, nowhere, Kentucky, and it's very dark. And I'm like going down a road. I'm like, something seems off here. And I'm like about to like go straight. And it turns out the Waze was taking me on a ferry. Like I was supposed to like not drive straight. I was supposed to wait for a boat to come. A ferry.
It said on Waze, wait for the boat.
No, it doesn't say. It just says like ferry lane or whatever it is. But it assumes
it wasn't a lane. It was a river.
Yeah, you wait there and then you wait for the ferry. I've never been on a ferry before, and it's something like 150.
Sure, this wasn't like a dream you had.
No.
I feel like having to take a ferry would like add an extra half an hour to the process.
Or the Waze would say something like, yeah, you're going to be having to like.
But
take
like
a boat.
It was also dark at night, and there was no lights there. So like I almost literally drove into the river, and I'm like, wait, what's going on here? And then like I just pause. I'm like, this is a ferry. Like it's not just like a name of the road. Like when you're like, let's say in like Martin Luther King Drive, like you're not with Martin Luther King, right? Like that's just a name of the road. Like I just like the name of the road. Yeah, a ferry. It's like a boat, you know? So like you're, you know, it's a boat road or whatever it is. But like, no, you're actually supposed to like wait for the ferry and pay like $1.25.
So this is like a Michael Scott situation.
Yes, there. Right. So I literally almost drove. So, but I don't have a fear of ferries. So I just, I'm just a little more aware.
You weren't on one. Right, if you were on one at the time,
correct.
You
but I'm a little
fair.
More aware of how.
Wait,
it
so
works.
You took the ferry?
I did end up taking the ferry. Yeah, it was the only way across.
Was it quick?
It probably slowed me down 20 minutes.
Your car went on the ferry.
Yes. So I had to wait. I was in a rental car and I had to wait till the ferry came back because it just goes back.
Were there
forth.
A lot of cars on the ferry or just you?
Maybe 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
Not a lot. It's not like a huge, like the Staten Island Ferry. I mean, I don't think I've been on that one, but there's hundreds of cars that go on that.
A lot.
So, but this is probably like 7 or 8. But yeah, okay. I was boated across. Josh?
I mean, I can't compare to you guys. I've just...
Like one time you forgot your noise machine.
Basically, yeah. I mean, like, I don't have, like, those crazy... I mean, I've had situations where, like, I've had flights delayed out like everyone else, right? Mechanical issues, this, that, you know, 6 hours, but nothing that's, like... I never was in a car and I couldn't find the pedals.
Okay, this has been another Just Us episode. Hope we please the audience.
I feel like we've said it all, but we've also said nothing. That's basically. What I feel like.
That will always be the case.
Right, but I think everyone is just left with one question.
Yeah.
When Josh overpacks on his trips, what does he do with the clean clothes that he didn't wear? Does he, A, put it back in his clean drawers, or is it, B, he put in his laundry? That's the big question.
Can I answer?
Should we answer? Let's not answer. Yeah,
no, I mean...
let me hear your answer.
Oh, 100% he puts them in the laundry.
Anything? Any clothing?
Including socks?
Undergarments?
That are already rolled.
I think Josh is a crazy person. I think he puts everything in the laundry. I think he throws
away his suitcase.
I'm going to go with he doesn't do his own laundry, so he doesn't care.
That's correct.
But you don't want to use up.
But
like,
it's not
clothing,
the point.
Clothing only has a certain amount
of
washes.
The point is like when I'm unpacking, I'm okay, this wasn't used, but like it was still sitting in like this weird hotel room. It's wrinkled. So the answer is if it's like socks or underwear, I'll put them back in the drawer for sure.
Undershirts?
Yes, because like it doesn't bother me if it's like something that is like already in position to like be worn again. But like if I have to like unroll a shirt and like I look at it and it's wrinkled and it's kind of smells weird because other clothes were on it,
bathing suit?
I'll throw that in the laundry.
Bathing suit?
In the laundry.
I mean, I'm sorry. Did I ruin the suspense there? I feel like we know Josh by now to know that he launders as much as possible.
No, because the answer is it depends on what it was.
I'll just throw in a quick one. When I was in high school, we went to Los Angeles on a B'nai Kiva Shabbaton, and a friend of mine, he only brought like one small suitcase of clothing for a week. And the night before, his family's Israeli, and he was at a barbecue, and he manned the grill. And he was grilling some type of fish, like salmon.
It smelled horrible.
His clothes smelled horrible. He basically packed what he wore that day into his suitcase to wear later in the week. Every single day, everybody was like, he reeked of fish.
Well, you had a lot of extra clothes. Why didn't you just lend him something you had?
It wasn't going to happen. I need those options.
All right.
All right.
Take us out.